on stage with Shirley Bassey, written by Janice Sampson, and performed by David Chafner.
Yeah, you can see us come to clean out your bungalow, can't you? Does know, but does it all. Dopey, daft, chuffed David. No sign of the band of brothers, as per. I'm here though, aren't I, eh? As per. My bungalow wants sorting out, David. You'll not forget, will you? No, Mother, I'll not forget. Did I bloody ever? No, don't worry. I'm not one of those psychopathic nutters who carry the dead mother around talking to her. Although I have took to taking her with me on occasion, but only now and again. No more than that. I'm not cracking up. I don't go around showing her things and sharing my days with her. Well, not all of them. It wouldn't be right, would it? People would start to talk. I might even upset the wife, Brenda. She could, I suppose, even pack her bags and go, perhaps. Maybe. In the extreme. Only for a couple of weeks or so. She said she'd phone. She's not been herself. Oh, we've tried to cheer up, haven't we, Mother? But I'm just trying to work out what to do with her. My mother, not Brenda. We, Mother and me, had a bit of a love-hate relationship. I loved her and she hated me. I can just hear her now. I may love you, David, but I don't like you very much. Oh, I know exactly what she meant, because once or twice I could quite happily have taken a chlorhammer to her. There were two things that she really, really loved. Shirley Bassey and Pontefract cakes. She had everything Shirley ever recorded. Vinyl, tape, CDs, DVDs. She knew every song off by heart and never wasted an opportunity to howl one out at us. Hey, big spender! She loved that one. Boy, could she let rip to that. The minute you walked in the joint, da-da. If you came to visit and she was sat listening to Shirley and chewing on a Pontefract cake, you knew all was well in her world. Oh, I haven't a clue what to do with her. I was going to lob a bit of her in a tin of emulsion, but it makes for a gritty texture and doesn't lend itself well to today's preferences for a flush finish. You see, I'd just put the first coat on the back wall in our bedroom when Brenda came in. "Have you got some grit on your brush, David?" she asked. I was just trying to find a way to explain when she spotted the urn with the lid off. Don't be daft. As if I would. Me own mother. I can't believe she fell for it. Anyway, when I got downstairs, there was a note. "We need some space," Brenda had written. Said she thought it macabre painting me mother on the wall, especially our bedroom wall. I don't think it's macabre. I had planned on putting a bit of her in each room. She wrote that she thought it grotesque. That's a bit rich, coming from somebody who had their own father made into Christmas tree decorations and him a devout Jehovah's Witness. She thought I ought to talk it over with a professional. Can you credit it? I mean, it's not like it really is me mother and she's on the wall looking at us, is it? It would only be grit and dust. Grit and bloody dust. Well, if Brenda thinks grit's got eyes, she ought to discuss that with a professional, yeah. Perhaps I'll lay that one on her when she's had her space and she phones in a fortnight. I'm sorry. It really got to me, it did. I haven't a clue what could have come over her. She'll come round, I hope. My mother liked her as well. Isn't it strange? I can actually smell my mother. All Elnett hairspray with a hint of Yardley cheek. Mind you, her vapours are probably embedded in these walls because she wouldn't have a window open. Oh, no. She used to drive me dad mental when he was alive. "It can be 400 degrees outside and your mother will not let me have that bloody bedroom window open." He'd wheeze and puff. It was cruel, really. He'd got a shocking chest. They loved each other, though. Her and me dad. You could see it in their secret glances and the way they smiled at each other. Special it was. He was only 55 when he died. Might have lived a bit longer if she'd let him open a window. She were dead opposite with us, of course. Four of us, brothers. We all shared the back bedroom. It didn't matter if it was -27. We had to have our window open. And guess whose bed was right next to it? Yes, that's right. "Don't moan, David. It'll make you hardy," she used to say. Made me sound like a chuffing perennial. You see, she'd have loved a daughter. sharing all that girly stuff, making pretty dresses instead of curtains and soft furnishings. Unfortunately, she got us. Aye, she yearned for pink and frills and got muck, especially with me. Rugby shirts, cricket whites, muddy football boots. She wasn't a fan of sport or the open air. So, I took her to the park this morning. Come on, Mother, I said. You'll love it. It were a bit breezy, mine, and she hated the wind. I could almost feel her spinning in her urn. I took her to the tennis courts, bowling green, pitch and putt, the last half hour of a footy game. Oh, it was magic. We'd just crested the hill when a gust of wind whipped a lid off and sucked up a good handful like a mini tornado. Oh, she spread herself across picnics, kids' ice creams, the duck pond, until finally she came to a swirling finish at fine leg on the cricket pitch. Good effort, I thought. I were well impressed. That's why I've put sticking tape on the lid. Stop it happening again. Before I came in here, I popped a bit of her in the back garden. Oh, she loved a garden. Brenda and me were going to put Mum in a couple of places. There was no point putting her in just one. Lots of places were special to her. She spent her last few weeks in a care home. She'd started to fall a lot and, well, we kept the bungalow on for a while. Well, you live in hope. Mum did like the care home, though. She developed a fondness for one particular bench and liked to sit on it in the sun. So I nipped back last night under cover of darkness, took out the screws one by one and popped a bit of her in each hole before putting it back together. You can sit on that bench whenever you want now. She liked the cinema too, so I've left a bit of her in the Odeon. Screen 7, her lucky number. Aye. I shook some in a light fitting. She'll have a cracking view from that back wall. She was Scottish, yeah. She came from Glasgow. Very strong ties north of the border. So we thought we'd take a bit of her back. I've ordered two of these little containers off the internet. Lovely little things they are. Look like Fabergé eggs. They're not, obviously. They're especially designed for ashes. We're going to put some of Mum in them and take one to Scotland and put the other in the church where she and Dad got married. I think my mother would approve. So, that leaves this little lot. It's surprising how much there is. I thought there'd only be a cupful or so. There must have been a couple of pound in there to begin with. I'd run out of ideas and was finding myself at the head-scratching stage. She went on holidays, but nowhere special. She didn't have any hobbies to speak of. And then, ta-da! Will you look at that? Turn your loved one into a diamond. Oh, she'd love that. Wouldn't you, Mum? A bloody diamond. Hey, maybe I could write to Shirley Bassey. Tell her what a huge fan my mother was and how much she loved her. I could tell her that we've had Mother turned into a diamond and see if she, Shirley Bassey, would consider sewing her biggest fan onto one of her frocks. I could have Mother's diamond specially mounted. Imagine that, Mum. You'd be on one of Shirley's outfits. You'd be on tour with Shirley Bassey. You, my mother, Margaret Mackenzie, would actually be on stage with Shirley Bassey. Bloody hell. I'm going to go and find Brenda.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Wouldn't you like to know what's